how Pennsylvania can benefit from the development of recently discovered Marcellus Shale natural gas reserves continues to be the focus of debate in Harrisburg as the Rendell administration pushes for severance tax legislation that would place the highest tax burden in the nation on our domestic natural gas producers. House Republican leader Sam Smith of Jefferson and Indiana County said he doesn't feel a dramatic increase in taxes on the state's only growing industry would be the right move for Pennsylvania's economy.
I have not been supportive of taxing the Marcellus gas for a couple of reasons. Number one, I'm concerned about the impact it's going to have on the existing traditional gas industry, which is pretty big in our area. So it means a lot of jobs, and it also has a big impact on small landowners that get a little bit of royalty money to kind of make ends meet. Secondly, it's a developing industry that I think we need to keep our eye on it environmentally, but I certainly haven't been convinced that taxing a new industry is the way to expand jobs and create economic opportunities in Pennsylvania.
Smith added that House Republicans have introduced their own Marcellus Works initiative that would put incentives in place to promote domestic use of this clean-burning resource and encourage job creation.
Contrary to the administration, who's totally focused on just taxing this industry, one of the things that we've been looking at is how to develop this industry to create additional jobs. Some of the things that we think that will actually create more jobs are switching the state fleet to natural gas vehicles, promoting the use of natural gas in truck fleets, establishing natural gas stations along the turnpike. So we're looking at a series of things that we think will actually create jobs and stimulate the economy, utilizing the development of the Marcellus shale gas in a very positive way in Pennsylvania.
From Harrisburg, Mike Davies reporting.